USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is expected to have a showdown over voting rights Wednesday night. Kentucky's Mitch McConnell saying Democrats aim to smash the Senate and seize control of America's democracy. That was a reference to Democratic efforts to change the Senate's filibuster rule to pass two voting rights and election reform bills.
Later today, this chamber will host a sad spectacle that has not been seen before in living memory.
The Senate Minority Leader speaking there on the Senate floor. President Biden set to hold his first formal news conference of the year today. Biden last held a news conference in March. The University of Michigan will pay $490 million to settle allegations that a former university doctor sexually abused more than 1,000 victims. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Businesses in Chicago must pay up if they don't ask customers about their COVID-19 vaccination status.
The city of Chicago is fining businesses that are not checking the vaccination status of customers after rules went into effect on January 3rd. Breitbart reported Tuesday the businesses are required to demand proof for those ages 5 and older. The rule applies to indoor dining establishments, fitness centers, and entertainment and recreation venues. The AP reports Chicago's Business Affairs and Consumer Protection Agency has already issued 32 citations to 16 businesses. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. According to AAA, the national average for a price of regular gasoline is $3.31 a gallon. Gas now below $3 in only six states: Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Kentucky. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
Some of Ukraine's government websites were down last week after hackers launched a cyber attack, leaving the cryptic message, "Be afraid and expect worse. It's your past, it's your present, it's your future." Viktor Zahora is a cybersecurity official with Ukraine's government. He warns this type of attack will become more common.
We are confident that cyber war could be a part of hybrid war and hybrid aggression, which is provided against Ukraine. So we understand all those risks, and we are ready for next attack, and I believe that we resist.
The mayor of a city in Panama says illegal immigrants from all over the world are coming through his town. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is attempting to save Democrats' election reform effort. The bill would introduce some standardized nationwide voting rules as opposed to the current state-by-state rules and would require some states to obtain government permission for election regulation changes. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham talks about the bill on Fox Business.
So there's a liberal insurrection going on in this country through the democratic process where they want to fundamentally change America.
Democrats believe the bill actually protects democracy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.